It's The Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650.
You know, while in the background, we've got England and Colombia playing a match already finished earlier this morning. Sweden 1-0 over Switzerland. And we're getting deeper and deeper into the tables and the matches here in the FIFA World Cup. And yesterday, too, I got to refer Japan and that heartbreaking loss, but I'll get over that.
Yeah.
I'll try and get over
that. You got over the Korea one. You can get over the Japan one. Let's bring in Chuck Culpepper from the Washington Post, who is in Russia covering the World Cup. Chuck, thanks for joining us. I know the England-Colombia match is ongoing as you speak, but how much fun have you had being in Russia covering this World Cup so far?
It's been a crackling event. It's been fantastic. There are great distances. I've had two cab rides of 4 hours and one of 6 hours. So sometimes that's the best way to go from one to the other, and the trains move kind of slowly. It's been something.
Well, I mean, the World Cup has been fantastic, and especially when you look at the upsets we've seen so far. I mean, so many top countries are already out. Now, you can look at it two ways. You can say, well, this is good because it shows anything can happen, but at the same time, a lot of fans are upset that you're not seeing the star quality. But in terms of viewership and how fans are enjoying the World Cup, how would you say this World Cup has been in terms of all these upsets we've seen?
I think I kind of keep vacillating between both of those feelings, mm-hmm. I think from what I've seen here, the fans are just over the moon about the thing. You know, all the visitors. Latin America had a huge contingent of fans here, which, given the distance, kind of surprised me, the scope of it. But I think it go back and forth between those feelings of, there's fresh teams, and that's kind of fun. And, teams like Belgium are interesting, and smaller nation teams have done well. But, at the same time, if you look at those teams that have won it multiple times, especially the big four of those, only one of those is left, Brazil. I feel that sometimes, too, where I kind of like to see Brazil-Germany final or something like that.
Is the fact that Russia is still alive in the tournament right now, is that the biggest surprise to you in how some of these matches have played out?
What would be the biggest surprise? I think Sweden is the biggest surprise to me. South Korea, if you'll remember, made the semis in 2002. I think there's something about being at home. There's always been that thing about continents, where... What was Germany the first European team to win it in South America last time? And only one South American team has won it in Europe, I think, Brazil in 1958. That might be right. It often plays out regionally like that. So I'm not as surprised by Russia as I might have been otherwise, especially given what happened to Egypt, who's in their group,
right,
and Mo Salah. And that was just a terrible timing, that whole thing, It wrecked the thing for Egypt, I think. That's not the biggest surprise to me.
And, you spoke about Sweden being the big surprise for you, and yet they're still getting some of these big performances done. They won the group table there, which was pretty impressive considering, yes, they had South Korea, and yes, they had Mexico, but Germany was in there. Of course, everyone's favorites and heavyweights into that particular group. And now a 1-0 result over Switzerland. And yes, Switzerland not exactly a powerhouse either, but are they at least impressing you as opposed to maybe surprising you outright?
Yeah, I'm impressed by how much they believe in what they're doing, and how tough they are. They're a gutty bunch, and how much they run. I'm not one of those people who can tell who's running harder than somebody else. But the Swiss manager was just telling us that they are an unusually physically fit team. Mm. So. Yeah, and then one of the Swedish players, I was at the Sweden-Mexico match, and he said afterward, we didn't expect to win this group. So, and then if you look at their qualifying, I'm kind of lumping that into it as well. They got stuck in a qualifying group with France and the Netherlands, and then had to play Italy in a playoff, home and home, and had to go down to Italy and get a goalless draw was perfect for them, to advance here. So So, yeah, to me, they're surprising and impressive, but not in a dazzling way, of course.
We're talking to Chuck Culpepper from the Washington Post covering the World Cup in Russia, of course. And currently Colombia is playing England in the first half. It remains scoreless 13 minutes into the match. Now, before we talk about the other side of the bracket, which is chock full of powerhouse after powerhouse, but England, if they do get through Colombia, they would face Sweden. And judging by what we've seen from England so far and Harry Kane playing at the top level he's capable of, how dangerous is this England team if they are able to win today against Colombia?
Well, you know, I don't know if this makes any sense at all, but I've been making this parallel with the Washington Capitals, which is that when everybody around you and the sort of the atmosphere around you is full of people who've decided that your time has kind of passed and they expect nothing of you, I think it helps maybe, especially in a case like England. I was there in May, and people just expected nothing from this. And I used to live there. You know, I remember being there in 2006 when people actually expected a lot. And so I think that kind of helped them. And you know, then you hear all these stories about which look believable on the pitch, that they're more cohesive than they used to be, less divided by club cliques, you know, and that kind of thing. So I think it's really interesting. I think so much history is heavy in the air with it. Mm-hmm. And it, what you just said, think about this. If they can get past this and if they can get past Sweden, they'll be in a semifinal. And for a country that emphasizes football as much as they do, that'll be only the second time since 1966 when they won it that they even made a semifinal. And they've made no finals since then. So, I mean, we're talking about something that is really going to be an achievement, I think, because they're always going against so much weight of mm-hmm. the public expectation, and then it suddenly wasn't there this time.
Yeah, and Gareth Southgate, their coach, obviously former player himself, worked with a lot of these guys when they were younger too, so it seems like he's got the perfect pulse. He reads the pulse perfectly of this squad. And when you look at Harry Kane and how good Harry Kane's been for Tottenham the past couple years, I mean, you're talking about the level he's been at. It's not that much farther down from guys like Ronaldo and Messi in terms of just being that dynamic goal-scoring striker. I mean, more so when you compare it to what he's been able to do. So when you have a guy as talented as Harry Kane, you're getting the most out of the other players, you're talking about a legitimate contender here that can win the World Cup.
Yeah, and you know, that gives you that gives them a clarity too. There's a clarity about them, I think, when I watch them, that, you know, watching them the last three World Cups at least, just so dismal, you know, just maybe it was just in your head that you thought, okay, they have this player and this player and this player, and it could be terrific, and then what would appear was just kind of startling in how, you know, lifeless it was in a way. So, yeah, the idea that Kane, I think he's really a stand-up, you know, young guy who wants to take on the pressure or whatever you'd call it. And yeah, I think that's another like big strategic factor too. The volunteers in here are applauding themselves.
Yeah, I know, and
they're not applauding my comments. Okay.
You know, it's funny, Chuck, because we are broadcasting from Rogers Arena, where the Vancouver Canucks play. They have their development camp going on, and we're in a suite, and we have a bunch of our media members sitting in the suite watching this match. So, you know, the crowd here is a pro-England as well.
And
they're rocking it pretty good, too. But, you know, before we let you go, the other side of the bracket, to me, is a real fascinating one, because you have Uruguay. They're going to be playing against France, and of course you have Brazil taking on Belgium. And Belgium, I mean, you talk about the most exciting, thrilling match we've seen so far, coming back from 2-0 down, winning 3-2 in added time. Belgium's a team that I'm looking at as potentially being the club that the side does win the World Cup. But how hard is it to get out of that side, considering the quality of those four countries?
Yeah, I mean, they'd have presumably maybe beat, you know, Brazil and France back to back. I mean, if they do that, then they're really, you know, and of course, this for them has been the time, you know, where people mm-hmm. said, okay, this group of players that they've cultivated was very impressive, you know, again, I'm kind of more into populations than I should be, but for the size of the population, yeah, I think it's really impressive. You know, if they can get through those two, which I don't bet, I wouldn't bet on it, but I also wouldn't be completely shocked by it. You know, then they would find themselves in a final with somebody on the other side, as you said, and they're deeply interesting because of that smallness, because of the way the generation has been built, because of it's often compelling stuff like it was last night. So, I think if you were to pick out a most interesting potential winner, that's it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Chuck Culpepper, thanks so much for giving us some time here on Sportsnet 650. You are in Russia covering the World Cup for the Washington Post, so we appreciate the time, and we'll let you get back to enjoying this Colombia-England match, which is still in the first half.
Thanks for having me anytime.
Sportsnet 650.